The Sportscast, January 4th, 2021, the first show of the year. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our podcast channels, YouTube, Periscope, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're an Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit us on thesportscast.net and download our app, The Sportscast, and you can listen to our online radio 24/7. You can listen to us every day of the week, every hour, and definitely enjoy us in the radio-style format. This episode is brought to you by the Insta Bible app. You can download Insta Bible app on your iPhone app store. NFL Week 17 came to a close. Teams are now know for sure where they're going to be. Are they going to be home or are they going to be in the playoff contention? And joining us all the way from Rochester, a man that goes to Starbucks, Chandler Krista. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
What's up, Santiago? How you doing?
Chandler, tell us, what did you order from Starbucks and how much was it?
I ordered a white chocolate frappuccino and it was like $6. And I had a gift card from Christmas, so I'm not mad about it.
That's not bad. And that's $6. That's probably New York tax on top of that.
Yeah, oh yeah. Starbucks is like overpriced. But
big time.
We don't talk about that.
Anyways, Chandler, before we head into every game of the recap, what were your overall thoughts? Don't go, you know, have anything specific. Just say your overall thoughts of what you thought about yesterday and how you're feeling.
I mean, I'm a Cowboys fan, and they obviously got – I think they got snubbed by the refs yesterday. But, I mean, Washington won anyway, so, like, it really didn't matter. But I was pretty disappointed about that one.
Something to definitely look at. And, of course, we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. My Dolphins got shafted, but
– I know, yeah, you guys – by Buffalo, our hometown Buffalo team, Josh Allen put a crank on them.
Exactly. Anyways,
he
are you ready?
He only played the first half and threw 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's crazy. But let's we'll begin the music and let's begin on the NFL recap week 17. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. First game we talked about a little bit early in the show. The Bills defeated the Dolphins 56-26. A game, Chandler, where the Bills didn't have to win, but they clinched the AFC number two
seed, yeah.
And the Dolphins are eliminated. What were your thoughts?
I mean, I thought one player that honestly stepped up and I didn't know much about was Isaiah McKenzie. He scored 3 touchdowns in the first half. And that guy is someone that's going to get – someone we have to watch around the NFL. I think Buffalo played really, really well. They played a great game. Miami, I would have loved to see them in the playoffs. I love Tua. I love Ryan Fitzpatrick, but – I guess it is what it is.
They're not ready yet to compete in the playoffs, but maybe next year. And the Dolphins get third-round pick. No, a first-round pick, but at pick number 3.
That's good, yeah.
So we'll see if they draft the quarterback. Which is rumored. I mean, like there's a lot of rumors going on that the Dolphins might go for a quarterback. But I hope not.
You think so?
I hope not. They should get a receiver. But
yeah, because they already got a good quarterback.
I agree. Anyways, next game, Ravens defeated the Bengals 38-3. The Ravens clinch. Easy game was the Bengals. What were your thoughts?
I love Lamar Jackson personally. I think he's a great quarterback. He has a lot of potential in the NFL. And I love to see the Ravens back in the playoffs. What's nice about that one, Santiago, is it's a division that has 3 teams in the playoffs. Steelers, Browns, and Ravens. So that's going to be interesting.
And that's something very different and new. And what made it different? The Browns clinched the first time their playoffs since 2002 by defeating the Steelers 24-22 by 2 points. They had a win to get in. What do you think about this Browns team?
I love the Browns. And actually, the Browns are going to get a rematch in Pittsburgh for the first game of the wild card. So, I mean, obviously Ben Roethlisberger didn't play, but I think the Browns can pull out this one. I really like Baker Mayfield and Nick Chubb. I think the Browns have a really good chance to go pretty far in this playoff.
We'll see if the Steelers will go full force in this playoffs. I'm sure they will. Roethlisberger will probably be playing, so we'll see how the Browns react. Browns, a good, sexy team going on with Baker Mayfield. Next game.
I love Baker Mayfield.
A meaningless game. Vikings defeated the Lions 37-35. What are your thoughts?
Honestly, I mean, the Vikings, they won this one. I think it just brought them some confidence going into the end of the season, picking up a win. It's always good to end the season on that good note. So,
A AFC East showdown. The Patriots defeated 28-14 to the New York Jets. Of course, this is a with both teams being eliminated. This is the first time we see the Patriots not going to the playoffs, Chandler.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be the last time that we'll see Cam Newton in a Patriots jersey too.
That's a big question mark. I was actually listening to our competitors' radio station, and they were saying that they like what they think that they'll keep Cam, but you don't think that will happen.
I don't think so.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't think there's not too many quarterbacks. Of course, do you think they'll go with Jared Stidham full time?
I think they might try to get someone in the draft.
They might. We'll see what happens in the name of Bill Belichick. The Giants, the New York Giants, defeated the Cowboys 23-19. Chandler, a Giants team that looks pretty good. Cowboys were having some momentum. What happened, Matt? Chandler, break it down.
I think personally, did you watch the game, Santiago?
Not at all. I did watch some snippets from Red Zone, but not really.
I believe that it came down to a play that was an incomplete pass. They called a catch, which Mike McCarthy should have challenged, which he did not. And I think that was very, stupid. And then it came down to a fumble at the end of the game. So that's what lost the game for the Cowboys. But then again, it didn't mean anything because Washington.
Now, given the state of the Cowboys, do you think they'll continue with Mike McCarthy and this whole gang?
I sure hope not, but I feel like they will because it's only been one season for the guy.
So you have faith in Mike McCarthy?
I mean, he's all right. he was without the star quarterback.
Yeah, it's true. Dak is definitely in which I believe he's in contract negotiations in the offseason.
He is, yeah.
Do you think they'll give him that big extension? Or?
I mean, I sure hope not, but I feel like they probably will.
Yeah, knowing the Cowboys. The Buccaneers, Tampa Bay and the Buccaneers defeated the Falcons 44-27. They actually had Mike Evans go in the sideline and had a little bit of a leg injury. I haven't heard anything lately.
Did he tear his ACL, you know?
Possibly, but I don't think so. We'll find out more later today because he's having his MRI. But the Buccaneers are full of stars. Chandler, what do you think about this Buccaneers team? Can they go deep in the NFC?
I like what my brother was saying. I personally think, like my brother was telling me, he thinks it's going to be the Chiefs and Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. So I think they could.
I think they can. Any party words for the Falcons?
Falcons. I think that's going to be Matt Ryan's last game.
Ooh. We'll see what happens. That could happen.
I think with Atlanta, at least. I would like to see him go to New Orleans.
Or maybe the Patriots.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to stay in Atlanta. Interesting. I wouldn't want to. Well, I mean, they got Todd Gurley, so.
They got some weapons there. But for some reason, they're not able to maintain leads or close out games. So we'll see if it's a coach issue or if it's a personnel issue. We'll find out in the next couple months because the NFL has long off seasons. Let's go on to the Packers defeating the Bears 35-16. They clinched the NFC. They got the home field advantage. They got the bye week. Chandler, how do you feel about the Packers?
I loved that game because, even though the Packers won, the Bears still clinched the playoff spot too. So it was a win-win for everyone.
It's an interesting situation there. I didn't see that coming, Chandler. Did you?
Well, me neither. I didn't see the Bears making the playoffs, but I mean, here we are.
Here we are. Anything happened in the COVID 2021 season.
I'm surprised we made it through the whole season, if we're being honest.
I agree. But NFL did a good job with the whole COVID protocols. College, of course, was a little bit different, fragmented. But anyways, let's go on to the next match. Raiders defeated the Broncos 32-31, a razor-thin win. Ryan Krista was disappointed. Chandler, how'd you feel about this matchup?
I mean, it was one of those pointless matchups. But, I mean, the Raiders looked pretty good, and I think the Raiders could be something next year.
I do agree. Of course, something's brewing in Las Vegas. Gruden has definitely turned this team around, make it a little bit more competitive.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, they got a deal with the Chiefs, but something that Gruden definitely has a plan up his sleeve and hopefully have have fans at that beautiful stadium, one of my favorite stadiums in the NFL. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of months and looking forward towards next year. The Colts defeated the Jaguars 28-14. Of course, a Jaguars team that is expected, is going to have the number one pick of the NFL draft and fire their coach Doug Marrone this morning. What are your thoughts?
They did. Did they?
They did this morning.
I did not hear that. I personally think about that decision. I think Urban Meyer is going to come up from Ohio State and coach the Jaguars.
Good chance. Very good chance. Urban Meyer, we'll see when they'll announce these announcements. It could be as soon as this week, you think?
I think so, yeah. And one thing about that game, the Colts did clinch a playoff spot yesterday.
They did.
But I think they're going to come to Buffalo and get manhandled.
Yes, and we'll talk about that predictions a little bit later on the show. The Chargers defeated the Chiefs 38-21. Justin Herbert, of course, a Chiefs team that didn't have to win or anything. They just had to show up. Chargers were already eliminated. But Justin Herbert might be the rookie of the year.
He's going to win rookie of the year. That dude has the most touchdown passes by any rookie.
And also, the Chargers fired their coach, Anthony Lynn, this morning. So the win did not help him out.
See, I didn't hear about all this, Santiago. Wow.
We're at the Sportscast. We break the news, and you got to follow us at the Sportscast 1, and also go to our website, thesportscast.net, because we break we're as good as Adam Scheffner. Let's just say that.
No, you are. I agree.
But the Chargers got rid of Anthony Lynn.
That's kind of a stupid move.
Was that a good thing for the Chargers?
I mean, I don't think so, because – like, he led this awesome quarterback this year. And obviously, no, the Chargers were not the best team by any means. But, like, I just don't think I would have given the guy another chance.
Yeah, I believe he had, like, a 500 record. I think he had, like, 32 wins, 31 losses. So, it was 50-50. But I've been hearing rumors that Florida Gators coach Coach Mullen might be the number one candidate for that position. Yeah, what do you thought?
Ryan would be happy about that one.
I kind of go back and forth with it. Like, you know, Mullen is, you know, brewing something in Florida, but then when you have a position to coach in the NFL and also coach a good quarterback, it's a tough decision. But you know, it is sexy.
I like it.
You would take it. Okay, next game: the Rams defeated the Cardinals 18-7. Rams clinched a playoff spot. This Rams team, without their starting quarterback, hey, they're marching through.
What? They are, yeah. I mean, I'm happy about the Rams. I think they did very, very well, and I enjoyed everything.
Next game, the Seahawks defeated the 49ers 26-23. Niners team didn't have a good season, but the Seahawks team is definitely looking good for the playoffs.
I agree, they are. They're looking very good.
New Orleans Saints defeated the Panthers 33-7. This Saints team, now with Drew Brees back, you're saying that they're going to be a huge threat in the playoffs.
I think they will be. I mean, I think they could do very well. I think there's a lot that could happen from it, and I think they got a lot of potential.
How about the Panthers? What do you think about their future?
I mean, Carolina, they've always been – they'll never be how they were when they had Cam Newton. But, I mean, I think they're okay.
The Tennessee Titans defeated the Texans 41-38. Derrick Henry had over 2,000 rushing yards for the season. Broke it yesterday. This Titans team is going to march through the playoffs, aren't they?
Oh, I think Tennessee – I mean, they got a tough thing. They got to face the Bills. They got to face the Chiefs. I think they could have a tough challenge.
What do you think about the Texans' future? Of course, they got a new coach, and they got Watson. How's their future looking?
I like Deshaun Watson. I think he has a good chance. I think he has a lot of future in him.
And everything else. Last night, Chandler, the Washington football team made the playoffs by defeating the Eagles 20-14. A Washington football team kind of, you know, being led by Chase Young. What do you think about this result and also the Washington football team?
I mean, they're a division rival, but I just love Alex Smith's comeback story, and I love Ron Rivera, so I'm kind of happy Washington won this division. Of course, I'd want it to be Dallas, but...
Hey, couldn't happen, but there you have it. That is our NFL Week 17 recap. And, you know, looking forward to the playoffs. Let's look at the playoff matchups. And, of course, Chandler, you are allowed to predict who's going to win. But you could say, not yet, Santiago. I need to think over it, and I need to analyze it. That's fine with me because it's only Monday.
Oh, I'm ready for these predictions, Santiago.
Things can happen between now and then. So, anyways, Saturday, January 9th, this Saturday, the first matchup is the Colts at the Buffalo Bills, which you talked about a little bit. It's, you know, Phillip Rivers versus a young Buffalo Bills team, now the kings of the AFC East. There's momentum with the Bills, especially beating the Dolphins. What are your thoughts about this matchup, and who do you think will win?
I personally love to see Buffalo in this. I think Buffalo will be very, very good. I like what they got. I like Buffalo. I think they'll be very, very good. I'm a Chiefs fan now, so we'll see what happens with that.
Do you think the Bills are going to blow out the Colts, or do you think it'll be a close game?
I think the Bills are going to blow out the Colts.
There you have it. Buffalo moves on. Next game, the Rams at the Seahawks. This is a divisional game as well. These teams are, you know, they know each other left and right. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think about this matchup?
I like seeing the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks got this win. I think they'll be – I mean, I like Russell Wilson. So I think the Seahawks will have this win, Santiago.
Yeah, the Rams personnel, which I don't know if Jared Goff will be back on time, but I know they're in huge question marks. Seahawks are a little bit more composed and well put together. This matchup is going to be interesting. I'm going to like it. The Buccaneers at Washington, even though we think Buccaneers are probably going to win. What do you think is going to happen there?
I would like to see – I personally think that Washington will get it.
No way. Why you say that?
I mean, I like – they got the momentum coming into this game against Philadelphia. And Alex Smith, like, he's a great quarterback.
He is a good quarterback. Washington with Chase Young. Do you think Chase Young will be a problem for Tom Brady?
I think he could be, yeah.
That could very well be happening because that's not going to be comfortable for Tom Brady. He'll have to have one eye on him. So we'll see what happens. Sunday, the first game is the Ravens at the Tennessee – the music at Tennessee, Chandler. These two teams faced off each other. Tennessee beat Baltimore at Baltimore. Can Tennessee do it again?
I think Tennessee's going to win this one, Santiago.
I think so too. I'm a Derrick Henry fan, so we'll see if Tennessee.
I just love Tennessee.
Tennessee has the running back edge.
Oh yeah, Derrick Henry.
The Chicago Bears surprisingly made the playoffs. They're going to go to New Orleans, Chandler. Do they have a shot, or you think the Saints are automatic?
No, they don't have a shot. No, I mean, is Alvin Kamara going to be back?
Yeah, he should be. He should be off the protocol list by this weekend, correct?
Then, I mean, either way, the Saints are probably going to win by a lot.
They should. 43-7?
Oh, probably.
Okay. And last but not least, Sunday Night Football, the Cleveland Browns at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chandler, this could be anyone's game, possibly.
I think this is the toughest one, like, both good game of the matchup this weekend. I'm calling Cleveland.
You're calling Cleveland. I would call that, too, to be honest, because Pittsburgh has not been looking good.
They've been struggling. Oh, they've been struggling a lot.
A lot. And I guess they're blaming on the COVID crisis that happened a couple of weeks ago. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens this game. But
Browns,
this is a winnable game for the Browns.
It is. I think the Browns could go far.
Let's go what happens. Well, that is our playoffs looking for this weekend. This is the first time where we'll see one team having a bye week. Previously, it was just two teams. Now, because they added more teams in the playoffs.
Can
you
give a Super Bowl prediction?
Yes, you can give it. Who is going all the way?
I think it's going to be Buffalo versus Green Bay.
No way. Can't be.
Buffalo, Green Bay, and Buffalo winning it.
Now, you're saying that the Bills are going to be the Chiefs.
I think, they almost did the first time.
True. And they're the top two teams in the NFL right now. But of course, we'll see what happens. I mean, AFC, yeah. Not in the whole league, but in the AFC. So we'll see. It could happen. But the Chiefs, I don't know, man. They got a lot of weapons.
Your Honor, can my brother talk about the Kansas City? He wants to talk?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Here, shut the window.
Here. Shut the window, guys.
Hello.
Hey, man. How are you? What's your name? And tell us what you do. And also, welcome to the Sportscast.
All right. I'm Peyton Chris. I'm Chandler's brother, and I am an accountant.
Okay, so you're what, in your 20s or something?
Yeah, 22.
Okay, and who is your favorite team in the NFL?
I have to say the Chiefs. Ever since I saw them play against New England in the second game before the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, they just got to me. They almost defeated that living giant of a team back then. So it was epic.
And do you think the Chiefs can beat the Bills?
I definitely do think they can beat the Bills this time. I think so too, man.
They got the tight end advantage.
What's that?
They got the tight end advantage.
They do. But I just feel like the Chiefs overall, they have synergy as a team, and I feel like they could go far. I feel like they could even become the new Patriots, basically. Well, the Patriots suck right now.
Oh, yeah, they're horrible.
The new Patriots.
And who do you think will go to the Super Bowl? Who are the two teams that will make it?
I don't know. I'm thinking the Chiefs, and I agreed with my brother. Green Bay has a good shot too, potentially.
Oh yeah,
I mean
Green Bay with their home field advantage, it's going to be hard to win. You know, hard to win in Green Bay. Green Bay has definitely home field, unless Brady and the Buccaneers find a way. I can see that happening.
I feel like they're holding out and they're just waiting to impress us all in the playoffs. So
wow, we'll see what happens. Anyways, what's your name again?
It's Peyton.
Peyton, like Peyton Manning. Interesting. Peyton, yes. Krista. Where's Chandler?
Yes, Krista.
Head the phone back to Chandler, and we're gonna close out the show.
All right, Santiago, what's up?
Chandler, one last question before you go. Before you enjoy your beautiful Monday, a snowy Monday in Rochester, New York. What is the best spaghetti dish? The options are spaghetti and meatballs, spaghetti a la carbonara, vegetable spaghetti, I think it's baked spaghetti. Sorry about that.
I'm pretty basic, so I would have to say spaghetti and meatballs, Santiago.
Which you're winning 50%. Baked spaghetti at 25, carbonara at 25, and vegetable spaghetti at 0%. My pick is spaghetti and meatballs with a lot of Parmesan cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Like, snowed on.
Santiago, who do you think is going to go to the Super Bowl?
I think it's – gosh, I hate to say the Packers because it's like – it's not too exciting. I would like to say the Bucks versus the Chiefs. Wow, that's a great Super Bowl matchup.
It is.
Tom Brady versus Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. You don't think the Bills can pull it out?
I don't think so, man. The Chiefs are way too powerful. The force is way too powerful on them.
You think the Bills will go to the AFC Championship, though?
Yes, that is more way more doable. Definitely way more doable, but when it comes to the Chiefs, man, I'm telling you, dude, you know, I mean, winning in Kansas City ain't easy.
It's hard.
Ain't easy.
No.
You could ignore reality, Chandler, but you can't ignore the consequences.
I know.
Anyways, good son. Anyways, Chandler, what is the best way to reach you? What is your Twitter account, or what is the best way to reach you?
I would say the best way to reach me is Facebook at Chandler Krista.
You do have a Twitter account that I found. It's called
I've never used it. I mean, what is the
handle FC?
Oh, that might be it, yeah.
Yeah. So
I haven't used it forever, but I mean
Twitter handle FC, and you can find the Sportscast at the Sportscast One or on our website, thesportscast.net. Check out our app And of course, this week we'll be live tweeting a lot of stuff going on because today's Black Monday, and I believe all the firings are done. So
I'm still seeing more coaches to get fired.
We'll see what happens. Not the Cowboys though.
No, probably not.
And not the Dolphins either. I think they're good with Flores. They just need a wide receiver.
I mean, New York's, they've already fired Adam Gase.
Yes, they did. Last night, I believe.
I mean, that's as expected, though. The Jets were terrible this year.
Yeah. And, hey, there's
I can see Cincinnati's coach getting fired, too, though.
Maybe. I've not heard that, but I know there's about six openings right now. So,
really?
And we know that Urban Meyer and Dan Mullen are the top two candidates. Top two guys are probably, you know, head into a head coaching job in the NFL. But, of course, things could happen last minute. So
anything could happen. It's anything. COVID, Santiago. Anything happens.
Anything can happen. COVID could definitely prevent coaching hirings. Anyways, Chandler, Krista, thanks for coming back. And I guess I'll see you soon.
Oh, yeah. I'll want to come on next Monday and talk about the recaps.
That sounds good. All right, guys. God bless and rock and roll.